You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology.
So, you have tuppence. May I be permitted to see it?
No, I want it to feed the birds.
Fiddlesticks, boy. Feed the birds, and what have you got? Fat birds.
This is Tech in Real Life.
This week, we took an informal survey by asking people in the financial district of Los Angeles, when was the last time you went to the bank?
Where I went inside of a bank.
Oh, do I go to the bank?
The bank, well, I have an online bank now, so...
Yeah, most of it is online.
Online, yeah, yeah.
I use the ATM to get cash out. That's about it.
I never see my money. It's all digital.
Children growing up are losing because they don't know what money really looks like.
I just like doing things more hands-on, and sometimes when I do things online, I lose track of things a bit easier. So
I wouldn't say not going to the bank is a big loss for me.
Sometimes I'll go to like the grocery store and get cash back then.
Oh, I need to start my 401k. You know, I have a lot of trouble going in through like a FAQ online and having that describe completely and entirely what I need to do.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. He took me to a place where apparently a lot of you aren't going.
We're standing outside of my bank right now.
And my bank, actually.
Shall we name it? Bank of America?
Yeah, it's our
we
bank.
Might as
but,
well admit
you know,
it.
We heard those clips of a bunch of people.
Yes.
They don't sound like they go to the bank a lot.
No, I think a lot of people these days are banking online or banking mobily. Like, I use my bank's app all the time, for instance, to do everything from check balances to send transfers. Checking has also, in a way, been replaced by some of these services we've talked about on the show, like Venmo. Remember when we Venmo'd together, got some
yes.
ice cream? So PayPal, Venmo, services like that, in some ways, are replacing checking because people can trade money. And you don't need an ATM for that kind of stuff.
One of the results of all of this is that millennials bank really differently. I mean, the numbers are 63% of, you know, that demographic. So we're talking young adults, 18 to 29, don't even have a credit card. And what, about 23% of them only have one card?
Yes.
What changed? What happened there?
All right, so there's a few different factors. A lot of people coming out of the recession did try and change their behaviors as they related to credit, right, and change their habits around credit. A lot of millennials are also dealing with a lot of student debt. So
they're not thinking about getting a mortgage, maybe.
Quite yet.
Right.
Okay. So I think that's maybe at play here. A lot of this stuff is also the kind of gamification of banking and finance that's happening here. You can actually use something like Smart Bank or any number of other apps that kind of almost make it fun to do some of this stuff.
Creating a 401k and savings and, you know, the longer term, bigger picture, becoming a grown-up
the
money
old.
Stuff. The old stuff. The stuff that,
that
you
do.
Learn how to do, that we do. Right. Where are all the happy, fun things for that? Do they exist yet? Are they going to exist?
They're starting to emerge. Now, it is true that a lot of this, I think, more complicated stuff, like maybe starting your own retirement account or saving for a child or starting a trust or things like that, these things are not fully in the digital space yet, right? There's a company in Boston called Society of Grownups. They have classes for millennials who want to learn about more about their finances. Classes include freelance and fromage on how to keep like a freelance budget. So the company's doing really well, which may be part of why bigger banks are starting to dip their toes into these kinds of online resources as well.
Is technology going to kind of catch up with this stuff overall, right? I mean, if you have this large group of millennials, they're going to need to have 401ks. They're
yes.
going to need Roth IRAs, right?
Yes.
And they are going to want to pay someone to manage those at some point, I assume.
It's weird to think, but a lot of people who are just now getting into banking never went like you and I did through the drive-through bank teller and put the, you know, the tube into the tube and made it go, or never went maybe to a teller to open their checking account.
They never went inside the store,
yeah.
right in there, 5 feet from us.
Right. And even I, Lizzie, I go in the bank maybe once a month. this stuff is changing. It is going to be built out. In the near future, I think we're going to see a lot more services do this kind of thing.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Get some of our tech in your life. You can download the Marketplace app from the iTunes Store or on Google Play.